This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching, these have been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Go 24/7 Instant Reaction here from Tiger Stadium, where LSU, big winners, 62-0. My name is Bryce Kuhn. That's Dylan Sanders. Dylan, the atmosphere, it was a great one. Obviously honoring Army and what they were able to do, fantastic. But this was a good old-fashioned beatdown. LSU 62-0 winners. And while you might think, look, there's not a lot that we can take away from this, I think the biggest thing is it was an elite team that you hoped you would see. You saw it, and they left no doubt out there on the field tonight.
Yeah, it was fun to watch for the first little bit. You know, it's always fun to see the offense work. Yeah. And they were working with almost no pushback tonight. Brian Thomas Jr. had the 86-yard score. It was good to see him get back. He's had a couple of weeks where teams really focus on shutting him out. And, I mean, honestly, I'd say that's a confidence builder in the film room. If I see Malik Nabers on the other sideline and the team's focused on keeping me out of the game, it's got to feel good. But tonight, I bet it felt even better to score two touchdowns. Jaden, honestly, wasn't his sharpest night. But he went 11 of 15 for almost 300 yards and three touchdowns. He didn't need to run the ball at all tonight, but it was just a great performance on the offense. Shout out to Trey Holly, coming in big for some people.
For some people, yes, came in big for some people. That 67-yard touchdown run, and it did end the day with LSU getting their seventh consecutive 500-yard game. Dylan, that's something that, you know, Brian Kelly just talked about in his postgame presser. It really doesn't matter who you're lining up against. These are Division I football teams that are trying to win a football game. The fact that this offense, let's talk about it, how efficiently they're rolling into this bye week. Mm-hmm. Look, it's got a lot of fans excited about what could happen over these next four games.
Yeah, I mean, you've said it before a bunch on our boards. We've said it. It's true. No matter who you're playing against, there's someone on the other side of the football trying to stop you from doing what you're supposed to do. And if you can execute and perform against anybody, you know, it's a great step in the direction. This is not the same LSU offense we saw in week one.
Yeah.
I think it's clear this team's playing with a lot of confidence. Jaden's playing with a lot of confidence. And so the LSU offense performing like this is even better whenever you see the defense do what it does on a night like tonight. You know, it was playing up against a freshman backup quarterback, but you still got a tackle.
Yeah.
And there's a goose egg in the end zone. That's hard to do against anybody. It doesn't matter.
And especially against an offense, and we talked about this with Coach Kelly all week and with some of the players and talked about it postgame, what this is a defense that needed to, and I'm going to use this, marry the two concepts. That's what I use in the question of – discipline and aggressiveness. At times we've seen this group play disciplined yet passive. At times we've seen them play aggressive but out of control. Tonight felt like one of those nights where ever since, I would say, the second half of the Missouri game, they've done a good job of honing that in. We saw some of the big results. Andre Sam was one of the biggest ones, the two interceptions.
He could have had five or six.
Could have had five or six, it felt like. But that has me feeling better about the steps this offense this defense is taking to be able to, like we talked about, if this defense doesn't have to be lights out. This doesn't have to be, you know, a version of the Chicago Bears back in the 80s. This just needs to be, and it really feels like a, you know, nationwide average defense, and it feels like they're starting to trend in a positive direction, even against inferior competition. But like you said, goose egg's hard against anybody.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The
hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I mean, the defense just has to play at a nice level. They were playing at a level they were like 119 out of 132. Like, yeah. That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
And anyone will tell you that. And if you can get to just being an average defense with this offense, you can outscore anybody. I don't think that there's a team left on the schedule that can keep LSU under 30 on offense.
You said that earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brian
it's
Kelly talked about
now.
This. Yeah.
It's feeling like it's coming true. This team is doing whatever it wants.
Yeah, and one other thing, Dylan, that Coach Kelly talked about as we wrap up, obviously what's going to be a little bit of a shorter instant reaction podcast tonight, is the fact that Kelly was posed the question there towards the end of, can you win track meets? Can you win games that, you know, necessarily your offense is going to have to outscore everyone? And I agree with the sentiment. We saw early in the season against better competition, like a team like Ole Miss, you're not going to be able to do that. LSU has games coming up against the Alabamas, a Florida team that is quite respectable at this point, Texas A&M at the end of the season, and then whatever happens from beyond that point, I don't think that you can get into track meets and be the team hoisting the trophy at the end of the season. But how big is this bye week for this group to kind of recalibrate, get some guys healthy, and honestly, Dylan, if we're just being real, figure out what's going on with this cornerback room. Denver Harris not active tonight.
Deuce Chestnut.
Idea where he is. We're not sure, obviously, what's going on in the situation. This bye week, to me, could not come at a better time for this team to get some rest and continue on the pace they are.
Yeah, I mean, as much as the physical rest is going to be big, I mean, obviously that's big for anybody. This team and this defense really is going to be able to take advantage of that mental break.
Yeah.
You know, they had really historically bad performances in back-to-back weeks, and they had to keep going.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, have the chance to be down on themselves and really think about it. They just had to keep going. Now that they can reevaluate where they are. They have a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's a goose egg. It's hard against anybody. They accomplished something tonight. Mm-hmm. They can go and go into the bye week and think about how much they've improved over the last couple of weeks and see how they improved and see what has changed and go back and look at it. And then you're going to go up against an Alabama team that has not been the Alabama that you're thinking, you think of.
For the past decade.
Yeah, the past decade.
Yeah.
This isn't the same Alabama team. And, of course, you're playing your Bryant Denny. It's going to be hard, but there's not a better time. I mean, I think, this is why LSU schedules the bye week at this point. Since why Alabama schedules the bye week here this week, every week. It's a huge game that you have to be prepared for. So coming in with some confidence over the past, you know, 2 weeks, really, really good performances. The second half against Missouri, really good performance.
Yeah.
You get a chance to just reevaluate, and I think that's huge for where this team is right now.
It's going to be a big reset. This team has played 8 straight games, and a lot of them have been on the road. Josh Williams talked about that in the post game, and you can catch that interview on our YouTube channel as well. Williams talking about, look, sometimes you just need a breather, and this group's going to get that breather. I think it's going to do them well in the sense of being able to get back and reevaluate things. And one thing we're probably not talking a lot about, Dylan, is the fact that you're going to potentially have Pete Jenkins and the defensive line. They just kind of jumped into the mix. So I think that's going to be something really big going forward. Can you afford to now go back and look at some of the film, go back and look at some of the technique things, iron those things out, and now continue with what you can do? It's going to be very interesting to watch. But LSU tonight is going to enjoy this victory. And we talked about it. I mean, you know, guys, we're standing here in the end zone. You got the camo end zones. You obviously had Army's band down here, the cadets. I mean,
combine all the
I'll tell you this. Yeah, if there was a non-conference game that you wanted to be at, this was one of the, you know, good ones. Obviously, the score is what it is, 62-0. But, man, the pageantry of college football. LSU already has great traditions, has great pageantry, but you add in, obviously, the jumpers that were able to come in and parachute in. I mean, this was just an overall great performance. And, hey, we get, what, 3 more home games? 3 out of the next 4 at home, and LSU is on that quest to get back to Atlanta. One more road game, and then they're going to be able to play at home. And it's a big one, folks. So stay tuned to the Go247 website. Stay tuned to our YouTube channel. We're going to have that live show tomorrow night where, yeah, we'll take a look at this game, but talk about more of that importance of the bye week and what in the world is this group going to do with their cornerback situation? It's going to be something interesting to monitor going forward. Bryce Kuhn, Dylan Sanders, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on the Go247 Instant Reaction Podcast.
23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.